Balance of Power by James W. Houston. For Diana. United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. The Congress shall have power to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning captures on land and water. Chapter 1. The fastest ship in the world coasted silently to the Jakarta pier just before dawn. Its 6 jet engines idled for the first time since leaving San Diego 10 days ago. Captain Clay Bonham leaned on the rail of the flying bridge and shook his head in disgust as he watched the dock workers 8 stories below struggle to tie the ship to the pier. The cargo ship had set a new world record for crossing the Pacific, and there wasn't anyone there to greet them. Lindbergh's welcome to Paris, it wasn't. Preoccupied with his place in history, he didn't notice the dark blue bus as it turned onto the pier 200 yards away. He walked back onto the enclosed bridge of the Pacific Flyer as the Indonesian harbor pilot climbed over the portside rail down to the tug. "Nice job, Bacon," Bonham said to the helmsman grudgingly. "Maybe I'll let you go back with us." "Ford people are here early," said John Franklin, the chief engineer, as he squinted at the bus, just now able to make out Ford on its side. His thick glasses made his eyes look unusually large, as if he were always surprised. "I guess they need a bus full of mechanics to get their new cars running." Bonham smiled sarcastically. "Did you see those cars when they were brought aboard? Looked like they were designed by a committee." He sipped his coffee slowly. "Probably were. The car for the world. The new..."